the opening action help desk.
Alright, so if I've got a problem with Quake, do I call you?
If you've got a problem with getting the game running, yeah.
Right.
What's the problem?
Well, I can't, like you said, I can't get it running.
Oh, okay, yeah. So what's going on?
Well, it goes to start, I put it in and I go to start it,
yeah.
And the thing comes up with the ID thing.
Yeah.
You know that bit of metal?
Yeah.
Where they thump it and it comes through with ID?
Yeah.
All of that comes up. That's alright.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of, it all flickers and it goes back to Windows, and I'm really f***ing pissed off about it. I've spent about £30 on this thing, it don't work.
Right, okay. You might have to do a few alterations to your system to get it running then.
Did you call me man?
Hey?
I thought you just called me man.
No, I didn't call you man.
I thought it was a bit over familiar. Anyway, carry on.
Right, okay. Have you got your system in front of you?
No.
Alright.
I can tell you what it is.
Well, okay, what is it?
It's a PC, yeah, it's a Pentium 166, right, it's got 1,000 megabytes of RAM, sorry, no, it's, yeah, I think it's 1,000 megabytes of RAM.
That's hard disk space. Okay.
It's RAM, they said it was RAM.
Do you know
And it's got a 32, the hard disk's 32.
Who said it was that? Because whoever said it was got it the wrong way round.
Oh, it's my boys.
Right, okay.
I mean, I bought it from a boy.
Yeah. The RAM is 32, and the hard disk is the apparent.
All right, well, you know, I don't really give a f*** about the details. I just want to get the game running, frankly, mate.
All right, sure. So, okay, right. So I think the machine's at home, yeah, and you're at work.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, when you get home, if you just want to write this down a second.
All right.
Got a pen over there, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, alright. So, now go and click on start.
What, now?
No, when you get back home, click on start on your Windows 95, yeah?
Yeah.
Now click on find.
Hold on, wait a minute. Start. Yeah.
Then find.
Yeah.
And then files or folders.
Which one?
There's only one there. You just click on
Which one, though? Files or folders?
Well, it just says files or folders. You just click on that icon. The icon is...
Yeah, but which one?
No, you don't get an option.
Well, how do I... Well, why are you telling me to do it if there's no option?
No, basically, you have an icon there called files or folders.
Yeah.
You click on that, and then it gives you the option.
Oh, what? It just says files or folders. That's one thing that you click on. Oh, sorry, you must think I'm a right thick...
So when you click on that, okay, it's asking you for something to look for, yeah?
Yeah.
And when you type in DX setup... That's all one word.
Hmm.
Then press return.
DX setup all one word.
And then press return, yep.
DX setup all one word. Is there a space between those all one?
No. Just type DX setup.
Oh, that right, yeah. And
okay.
Hit return.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll go through and find it on your computer.
Yeah.
And then it'll bring up a little icon.
What's that?
It's just like a little picture of a computer. It'll bring it up and it will say DX setup next to it.
Right.
Okay, then double click on that.
Yeah.
And
that's with the mouse.
That's right. And then it'll take you into your subsystem.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
It's basically something which will show you whether your driver is connecting to...
Alright, just tell me how to make it work.
Alright, sure. Okay, and when you double click on that...
Yeah.
When it brings up your subsystem...
Oh, for f*** sake!
What's that?
Well, you know, it's like I bought this, I've late dished out £30
yeah.
for this from a boy, and you know, now I've got to faff around on the phone and I've got to write down instructions, I've got to go and carry it out, it's like building a f***ing army.
Well, you know, I mean, if your system needs updating, then you're going to
have to... Well, why is it even a part of my system? I buy them a thing on my Super Nintendo thing and I just stick it in and it all goes up on the telly and everything.
Well, that's like saying I'm going to go and buy a BMW engine and put it in a Metro. I mean,
no, it isn't. It's like saying I buy a Nintendo game and I put it in the Nintendo and it just works. I buy a game on the computer thing and I put it in and it don't work. That's what it's like saying.
That's because Nintendo games are slightly less advanced than PC games and you might have to do a bit of tinkering around.
Oh, la-di-da.
But at the end of the day, I'm telling you what to do, you know.
Alright, I'm sorry, mate. It's just, you know, I'm sure you can appreciate, you know. I bought this thing for my son. It's his birthday, you know. I put it on, I'm like, happy birthday, give him this game, he puts it on, you know, it comes out and you can imagine, you know, the poor bastard, you know, it's his birthday, he can't play his game. And now I've got to faff around, you know, I'm not no computer expert.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, you know, I didn't, it's not really my computer.
Well,
if you know what I mean.
I appreciate it, because I've got the same problems as me.
What, why are you working there?
Well, yeah, I just have
to... Why, you should be out tilling the fields or something then?
You just have to fix them, I mean, it's just...
Alright, well carry on then.
Right, when you go into there, you need to make sure that it says certified next to every single thing.
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah. And if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, then you're going to have to do some upgrades to your machine.
You're right.
If not,
how do I do that? Is that a job for a screwdriver sort of thing?
No, it's, you're going to have to get hold of these little pieces of software.
How?
You connect it to the internet.
What's that? How will I know if I've got the... Is that the internet?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it might have. I think the bloke that I like who had it, the computer before me, you know?
Yeah.
He don't know I've got his computer, basically. If you, do you know what I'm saying?
Right. I was thinking, can you actually run it on anyone else's machine?
What?
Can you actually...
Yeah, it runs fine. There ain't nothing wrong with a CD. I'm not stupid. I mean, do you think I'm stupid?
Well, no, I mean, quite frankly, you bought a file and you expect it to work. I mean,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Do you sympathise?
Yeah.
That's nice to know. I must say, like, I got him this Jedi Knight thing. I phoned them up and they just shouted at my son.
No, that's not really on at all, really.
No.
Doesn't
help us, though, does it?
No. It doesn't really get anyone anywhere.
It doesn't, does it? It doesn't get anyone nowhere.
Right. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
When you do this.
Yeah.
It will give you, it'll have about 8 to 10 lines on your screen.
Right.
And some of them will say certified on.
Yeah.
And some of them might not.
Right.
I'll be able to, like, tell you what to do next until I know
right.
what does and what doesn't.
So what is the point of my entire phone call?
Well, the point of the phone call is when you go away and do this, but then get back to me or whoever else is here,
yeah.
Right, with this information, they'll be able to tell you what the solution is.
Right. It's a bit like being in the secret service, isn't it? Or right. Something, you know, all coded messages and that.
Oh, that's a bit of a nightmare, yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that maybe it should be sorted out before I lay out the money? If I'd laid out money for it, which I didn't. Frankly, I thiefed it. But, you know, if I had laid out money for it, I'd be really annoyed.
Right.
As it is, I'm mildly tickled.
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Well, yeah, you would think, but... Well, you know, what can I say?
I don't know. What do you want to say?
What's done is done. I mean...
What's done is done, he said yesterday. What's done... Sorry, hold on, wait a minute. What's done is done, he said yesterday.
Who said that?
You did, just then.
Well, what's this got to do with anything?
What's done is done, he said yesterday, beneath your photograph, yeah? That's our caption.
Hey, I didn't get what you're going on.
That's alright, don't matter. Anyway, alright, so if I do that, it'll all work, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. That's good then, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean...
I get this game through whatever means necessary, and it don't work, basically. Is there anyone, you know, who should I speak to? If I want to write a letter and complain to the in charge, who's that?
The in charge? Well, what you're going to have to do, the complaints are sent to what's called ID software.
Yeah.
But they're accessible through email.
Well, you know, accessible through email. You might as well tell me to send a carrier pigeon or something. Smoke signals. What's accessible through email?
The complaints department.
Well, that's my first complaint, is how come they're accessible through email and I don't know what that means? I mean, can I just speak to them man to man? Is there a place I can walk in and I've got some behind a desk and I can just speak to him?
No, basically.
Well, where is this ID place?
It's in America.
Oh, for whereabouts?
Well, I don't know myself, so...
It's in America?
Yeah.
So I've got to go all the way to America if I ain't got this email thing. Can I just send them a postcard or something saying, here I am in Britain having bought your game ripped off, wish you were here, some poor old...
Quite a laugh, yeah.
Oh, right, it'd be quite a laugh. So what, you're recommending I do that?
But I'm simply telling you what you can do about it. There's nothing else I can do to help, apart from tell you the solution.
Well, you know, I'm a bit riled, frankly. You know? But you sympathise, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think I'm right?
Well, yeah. But... I'm simply saying, that's all I can do to help. I can only tell you what the solution is. So that's...
If I beef another computer, do you think I can get it working on another one?
Well, it's up to you, really. But I'm saying, if you want to get it working on your machine, this is what you have to do.
Beef another computer?
If you nick another computer.
That's what I said. All right, mate. Well, look, have you got the phone number for this ID place? I'll tell them you... what's your name?
Well, can I take yours and your number as well?
What?
Can I take your name?
You can take my name.
Well, can I take your number?
Yeah, my name's Brian James. I'm not giving you my number. Anyway, what's your name?
My name?
All right, I'll tell them called. I'll tell them I spoke to you. So I'm not going to drop you in any trouble. I ain't got no problem with you personally, mate. You've been very helpful.
Well, yeah, can I take your number? It's just a log of call.
No. All right then.
Night.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.